AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Americans back home. I'm Sherry Preston, a captive of the Kremlin one day with their families the next. That's what's happening for the Americans freed in the largest prisoner swap since the Cold War this week. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on their reintegration process happening in San Antonio.
At Brooke Army Medical Center, Evan Gershkovich, Alsu Kormasheva, and Paul Whelan will receive medical evaluations and be debriefed about their time in the hands of the Russians. Retired Marine Whelan.
Looking forward to seeing my family down here and just recuperating from 5 years, 7 months, and 5 days of just absolute nonsense by the Russian government.
The Biden administration says Russia's charges against all three were fabricated. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says the American negotiators who facilitated the deal are an embarrassment. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says
Paul Whelan was taken by the Russians when President Trump was president. Joe Biden got him freed.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Cities, villages, and counties all over Wisconsin are getting their first $1.5 billion from the state's new shared revenue system. Lawmakers and the governor agreed on a shared revenue deal last year. It also let Milwaukee and Milwaukee County raise sales taxes. Western Wisconsin's 3rd U.S. House District could hold the keys to victories and majorities from the State House to the White House. That's according to Congressman Mark Pocan.
There's 6 UW campuses on the district. It's important to get that vote out for Tammy and for Vice President Harris. So I can't, say any more than this is an extremely important district for Democrats up and down the ticket.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shanklin, who's running for Congress against Eric Wilson and Rebecca Cook in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Plans for a new youth recreational center in Duluth are in the works. According to a Northern News Now report, Mayor Roger Reinert and Duluth Public Schools Superintendent John Magus discussed the plans for the 30,000-square-foot rec center this week. The plans have been in development since 2014, and the current design would include a double gymnasium and space for other recreational activities like art. It would be located in Memorial Park if the city can begin construction as planned in the next couple of years. The Rice Lake community is rallying behind one of their own in the Olympics. According to a WEAU report, Rice Lake High School will be hosting a watch party on Sunday to support their very own Kenny Bednarik, who will be competing in the 100-meter semifinal race. Bednarik is competing in both the 100 and 200-meter races in Paris this year. In the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, he won the silver medal in the 200-meter dash. He's taken to social media to praise the community for their support. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers start a new pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Washington against the Nationals. Frankie Montas will get his first start tonight in a Brewers uniform. He's still surprised. After 19 starts this season, the Reds traded him. So how does he feel about this game tonight?
I don't know, man. I just want to go out there, you know, pitch, grind. Always good to come to a team that is in first place. These guys believe in me, so I believe in myself as well.
NFL Hall of Fame game called off in Canton, Ohio last night due to heavy rains and lightning. With a little over 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter, the Bears were leading the Texans 21-17. Caleb Williams did not suit up. The Packers family night is tomorrow night, and one of the things that the team wants to work on is that new formation on kickoffs. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia had the NFL referees at practice this week.
They were in all of our meetings, back blocks, double team blocks, all those sort of things, really just to the initial alignment of both the kickoff and the kickoff returns.
That's the Packers coach Rich Bisaccia with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot with the Movies. So without spoilers, what'd you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian John DeCoss as Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins me to talk Twisters, and it's a bar band Friday as Terry Barr brings us new music.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua, weeknights 7 till 9. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It is, you know, a reality that we are at a turning point in the history of this nation and how the next, you know, several months go will determine, you know, what the future of this nation is going to be. And if people choose to put a man that is mentally deranged, look at him, suffering from some psychotic, you know, reality. I mean, he's not stable. You know, all of the things that the Republicans had to say about Joe Biden, you know, he's an old man, he's weak, he's this, he's that. You know, he's suffering some form of dementia. Pales in comparison to what we see in a man who, unless we organize and make sure that he is banished and never gets the chance ever again to even get near the White House, you know, our future is bleak. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, as always. Yeah, great show so far this morning. I couldn't wait to chime in. You know, what has made America the greatest nation on earth is our diversity. It's our strength. It's because we have accepted people from all walks of life in this inclusive, wonderful, inclusive system empowered by we, the people. Anybody who wants to, turn America into an exclusive nation, I think you're making a big mistake. You know, the right wingers are masterful of creating these talking points, Earl, that get the attention of these people, and it gets them all lathered up and ginned up about something that really has very little to do with nothing. What they are actually doing is doing shiny object distractions. They're trying to get the focus away from real things, and quite frankly, let's start at the top, from looking at and having healthy debates and conversations about future tax policies, have deep conversations about how we're going to adjust our monetary policy to accommodate such our nation's debt. These are distraction things that, quite frankly, people like CJ, they take the bait, hook, line, and sinker. So, you know, at some point, you know, we must realize that all of us have our rights, and we have our rights to live our life the way we choose. That's what this U.S. Constitution is all about, Earl, is living our lives the way we choose to live and letting other people live their lives the way they choose to. I'll close by this. Who would want to impede on somebody else's freedom to live their life the way they choose, to marry the person they choose, to honor the God they wish to? It's nobody's business but our own. So live and let live. This crazy talk about divide and conquer, it's working, unfortunately.
Hey, Mike,
so we have to.
Hey, Mike, before you go, Donald Trump, the man, when you look at him and the anger and the hate that's in him, right, bubbling over, just you don't see a man that has any peaceful thoughts, right? And so why would you want to put a man like that in charge, right? A man who can't you rarely see him smile. A man who, when something positive happens, like those hostages being released, he can't find it in himself to say, well, that's good for the families of those hostages that were released. His response is, we gave up too much. I would have did a better job. This is what I'm talking about, Mike. Why can't people see that?
There's something in the water, something in the air. I wish I had the answer. I thought myself years ago, again, 2008, 2009, 2010, when America was going through some very, very unique challenges that we didn't think we would have to deal with, whether it be bailouts or multi wars in different places. And, you know, it's a tough time. It's a tough time for all of us. And it's having its effect, Earl,
I know,
on so many. Many of us are tired. That's why, again, in the when you hear the right wingers now claiming that the Democrats are going to cheat again, and that, you know, this, we're just going through the motions again, to cast doubt in the transfer of power, the peaceful transfer of power. No, these people want to end America.
Hey Mike,
ever. Make no mistake about it.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Lynn from Hell's Corners. Good morning to you, Lynn. You say what?
Hey, Mike. Make no mistake about it.
Lynn. You need to turn your radio down, Lynn. Lynn from Hell's Corners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I noticed that you started the show talking about alleging that Trump divides and that he has such hatred. So, you know, just attempting to portray this idea that Trump just, you know, doubts her blackness.
He said
that
it
may be true. Okay, that may be true. He did say that. But I noticed that there are black people who are also saying the same thing. I don't know if you know what Judge Joe Brown recently said, but somebody ought to check that out. He's actually has similar credentials. He's probably more well known, and he's black. And he's said some very negative things about Kamala Harris.
So Lynn, with all due respect, ma'am, you know, Judge Joe Brown, you know, is an entertainer. That's what he does. And so Judge Joe Brown is not running for president of the United States. You don't see any difference between a person who's running to become the president of the United States saying the things that he said and an actor who you know, says the exact same thing. You don't see the difference, and there should be a higher standard.
Well, you know, he has an opinion like everyone else, no matter what he's done in his life, whether that be entertainment or, you know.
I know.
I got that part.
Yeah, but he's not running for president. Shouldn't we expect a person that's running for president to have a higher standard than to make the kind of statements that he made?
Well, my point is just that when you say that he's, you know, attacking her blackness, you've got other black people who are also attacking her blackness and saying things. I mean, I think what Judge Joe Brown said is worse than what Trump has ever said about her.
So, Lynn, let me say this to you. Do you know that there are many whites, including Republicans, who have condemned Donald Trump for the things that he said? Are you aware of that?
I'm aware of that.
Okay. So, you know, it's not about black and white. It's about the fact that here's a man who is so limited in his thought process that this is all that could come to his mind, and he just let it go. He couldn't think deeply enough to come up with reasons to have a conversation without attacking somebody's race.
Saying that's what Trump is doing, attacking her blackness. And my point is simply, a lot of people are attacking her blackness,
well, so,
including blacks.
Well, so let me try this one last time. I'm not concerned about him attacking her blackness, right? Because unless you're blind, you know, you could see, and based on the definition of what a person of color is in this nation, you look at her skin tone and you can see she's black. So anybody with some common sense wouldn't even go there. Well, I thought, you know, you said you weren't black. If any person looks upon her and sees her, they're going to know she's a person of color. That's a ridiculous statement to make. You don't see that?
No, I'm just going, you know, at your statement, you know, because I feel like that alone, you know, contributes to the division. Also, what you said about him crying around or being so hateful, I think when you are in those kind of positions and you see what's going on, you're going to come and talk from a place of anger. He's angry about the drugs that have come into the border. If you've read Department of Justice reports and saw what Trump has said about drugs coming into this country, is absolutely true. It's so true, and all of us should be in an uproar.
And people are
walking around like zombies.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are the reason that the drugs have come into the country. They didn't come into the country with Donald Trump. Is that what you're implying?
Well, they've certainly not done enough.
Well, thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling. That's kind of what the show is about, giving everybody an opportunity to have a conversation. I appreciate it. I encourage you to do it again. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
and this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hubde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500, not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on
the dock. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Tony says having people repeat a false narrative doesn't make it any more true. Harris is not black is an entirely false and politically motivated narrative. Let's go to Cassandra from Madison. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Well, you are not going to be happy with me today because I agree with Karina who just called. Earl, if you listen to the independent black media, some of the podcasts, the YouTube channels, not just from Judge Joe Brown, but numerous black independent social media influencers. And many of these people are trained journalists. And that is the topic of conversation about Kamala Harris's switching racial identity. She was, hold on, let me finish. She was Indian when she ran for district attorney and when she ran for the U.S. Senate, and then sometime between her, after she secured the U.S. Senate seat and her desire to run for president in 2019, that's when she began calling herself as black. So the problem is that Donald Trump, he does not have the vocabulary, I will say, to truly explain the issue. And this is resonating, Earl, with black people. Now, what someone should have done and try to help them understand is that blacks who are members or descendants of enslaved and emancipated people on American soil, they want to protect their cultural heritage. And there is nothing wrong with blacks in that situation wanting to protect their cultural heritage. And what Kamala Harris did, and even what Barack Obama did, they appropriated the black culture. They are biologically black. They have an African ancestor, but they are not black culturally. Can you at least agree with that, Earl?
Well, so I don't know Vice President Kamala Harris personally. I didn't know President Barack Obama personally. Did they grow up in the same environment that I grew up in? Absolutely not. Are they black nationalists? Absolutely not. But to even have the discussion about whether or not they're black is ridiculous based on the fact that in this nation, one drop of blood will make you black. And so look at their skin tone. That's enough in this nation. They're going to be judged as black based on the color of their skin alone. So when I hear these kinds of references that I'm hearing from you, Cassandra, and from the other person who called, and from all of those so-called journalists, that's a ridiculous reality. Wherever I go in my 70 years of living, I've been considered black. The color of her skin is dark enough that that's exactly the way she's going to be portrayed. Whether she wants to say she's somebody else or not does not matter. That's the way she's looked at in this nation. So why are we having a, I would say, a made-up conversation on saying whether or not Kamala Harris wanted to identify with being black? It doesn't matter. She's been black her entire life, and she's born that way, and she'll die that way. Native Americans, on the other hand, are people of color as well. So either way it went, she's not Anglo. And neither is Barack Obama. So they're people of color. What are we having this ridiculous conversation about?
Because, Earl, there are members in the black community and they should be heard. They do not want to be lumped in this category of people of color. They want their cultural heritage respected as members of people who have the slave narrative in their biography. But one last thing I want to say, and because I know there are probably others on the line.
No, go ahead.
I listened to the National Association of Black Journalists, and that reporter, Rachel Scott, she was so rude, Earl. She was out of line. The level of disrespect towards Donald Trump. Now, I disagree with Donald Trump, but we should respect the office of the presidency.
He doesn't respect the office of the presidency, Cassandra. So I don't see how it's possible to say, you know, he wasn't treated fairly and properly when he doesn't respect anybody himself. You know, he doesn't respect the office of the presidency. If he did, he wouldn't make the kind of harebrained statements that he makes. It's a double standard, Cassandra. It truly is. Have you heard Donald Trump talk to other journalists and be totally disrespectful? You know, nobody has to bow down to a person. You know, my parents taught me as a very young person. I mean, I respect everybody. It doesn't matter. That's who I am. But when there's a person as disrespectful as Donald Trump and he demands respect, you know, there are people who say you get what you give. You don't give any respect, you don't expect any. That's not my edict, but that's many people's edicts in this nation. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. Guys, hang on the phone lines. We'll return.
So I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones. And this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam. Just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 20 Wisconsin communities will split more than $20 million for public improvement projects. The grant money from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is going to low to moderate income communities with fewer than 50,000 people. Projects include improvements and repairs to streets, water, sewer, and drainage systems. More people these days need help paying for school supplies. Donations can help. Zach Spiroff is with a Minnesota nonprofit called Resource West. He says new supplies and clothes are better than hand-me-downs.
Trying to get back in a memory from your youth and how exciting it is to go to school with new stuff and feel good about yourself.
The average American family will spend $875 on school supplies this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Lake Superior Zoo has a couple of new additions that may look like average household pets, but are really some of the most effective hunters in the world. According to a Northern News Now report, the Lake Superior Zoo took in two male sand cats on Thursday, a species native to the Sahara Desert, Arabian Peninsula, and Central Asia. Visitors can see the new cats at the Griggs Learning Center. The desert cats primarily eat small rodents and even venomous snakes, and they can survive for weeks without drinking water. Duluth Public Schools have announced a new pilot program to improve traffic safety around Lowell Elementary. According to a Northern News Now report, the new program will include a new pickup and drop-off location. Buses will be directed to turn right onto Rice Lake Road when exiting. New signs will be installed in the area, and vegetation will be cleared out for improved visibility. The program will run through the 2024-2025 school year, after which the district and St. Louis County will determine if it was effective. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It was not all innocent fun at Comic-Con last week in San Diego, California. The comic book fan convention grows in popularity every year. This year, however, law enforcement executed a sting operation and arrested 14 people on charges of sex trafficking and rescued 10 potential victims, one of which was 16. A representative for the Comic Book Culture Convention told Entertainment Weekly that the arrests were made outside of the event. Poker players and moviegoers alike will be interested in this. Matt Damon dropped hints on The Rich Eisen Show about a possible sequel to his 1998 film Rounders. The film was not a box office darling, but has gained fans over the years, most likely through the growing popularity of Texas Hold'em. Damon plays a graduate student who promises his girlfriend he will quit gambling, but gets sucked into helping his friend, played by Edward Norton, pay off a debt to a Russian gangster, played by John Malkovich. Let's see if the studio goes all in or folds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I am back in the host chair with my head examined and Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We're going to go right back to the phone lines, and let's go to Marlene from Wales. Good morning to you, Marlene. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Well, maybe you can enlighten me more on this. My observations of people I've known, worked with, is that Black people don't all practice all the same cultural practices. Just like I'm a mostly German ancestry, and you know what? I don't like sauerkraut. And so the person who was speaking before about Kamala Harris's background, like, I don't really see that it matters. For one thing, it's a matter of what are you going to do as a person, as president. But also, I thought it was very racist to say that people whose ancestors were enslaved in America have a certain culture, like they're all a monolith. I mean, that sounds very racist to me. Plus, assuming her father was not a descended from Jamaican plantation owners, there were a lot of slaves in Jamaica too, imported from Africa.
You know, Marlene, your question is valid, and so, you know, Cassandra's a very well educated woman who, you know, can articulate things from the perspective of her education. And so I'll just say, period, you know, at the root of all of it is, it was a ridiculous statement. It was a racist statement. And that's where it should have ended. To try to, you know, figure out why he said it and you know, she was this and she was that, and she was portraying herself as something else. That's not the issue. The issue is a man who's running for president of the United States clearly showed his bigotry and hatred, and did not, as Cassandra herself said, he doesn't know how to articulate. Here's a man running for president of the United States, and he doesn't have the verbiage to answer a question without being, you know, bigoted and racist. That's at the root of it. All the rest of those things are meaningless. We know who he is. We know, and because guess what? Nobody else would be given a pass other than Donald Trump for making those kinds of statements, you know, and he did it before the world. He doesn't have enough sense to understand that that's hurtful language. It doesn't matter to him, and it's not the first time. But when he acts as if he's a wounded animal, he's even more dangerous. Hey, Marlene, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Chris from the Twin Cities. Good morning to you, Chris. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, good morning. I have been a lifelong Democrat my entire life, but this is the first election I'm actually thinking of either sitting out or potentially even voting for Trump.
Why?
Well, living in the Twin Cities, I've seen the decay of the Democrat Party switching over to being far left over the last 5+ years.
What does far left mean, sir?
Well, the pushing of the woke agenda with all the puberty blockers for small children is one of the big ones. and as well as all the socialist policies that are being pushed,
like
especially
what?
In my state.
Like what?
Well, basic income for one. Expanding all kinds of money for nonprofits, number two, with little to no metrics involved. All the defunding of the police. I sat three blocks away from buildings being burned in Minneapolis during the riots. And it's clear that there's been a shift in the party in the last 5 to 10 years. This is not the party of Clinton or even Obama anymore. And this is more becoming the party of AOC and Ilhan
Okay,
Omar.
So is the Republican Party the Republican Party of the past, or is it the Donald Trump Party?
Right now, it's probably more the Donald Trump Party.
Okay, so you think that Donald Trump is the person, the kind of person that should be the leader of the free world, based on what, sir?
I know he's a narcissist. I know he's a liar. I think in some corner of his mind, he loves the country and he's trying to do what's right.
So, sir, you said you think in some corner of his mind, that's what you said. You think he's trying to do what's right in some corner of his mind, and you're willing to vote for that person because you say the Democrats have gone too far left.
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Gary, you're up.
Hey, Earl, boy, I tell you, you got to calm down. You're going to have a stroke.
I'm fine, Gary. I'm fine, man.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay, because I like you and all.
Hey, Gary, I'm fine, man. I'm fine.
Okay. I'm obviously going to be voting for Donald Trump, and if you just give me a chance to get what I want to say out without stopping me.
Well, hey, Gary.
Kamala, go ahead.
No,
I need to get anything out before I hear. Hey, Gary. Go ahead.
No, Gary. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say, man.
Oh.
We got people on the line.
Okay. Kamala Harris is a bold-faced liar. When she goes out there and says Joe Biden is competent and he can do more in 1 hour than most people, nothing's wrong with him. Everybody knew there was something wrong with him. Everybody knew, and she bold-faced lied about it. And now she's trying to redefine herself from what she's been doing as senator from California. You know, she's hoping – she said if I'm elected – 70% to 80% tax rate, no drilling, no fracking. We're going to raise money for bail for people who go to prison. There was a guy for one of the places, it's a SMFF, that he works there, and he's bailing people out left and right. He says, I don't even read what they do. It's afterward, after I bail them out, then I look to say, oh my gosh. This guy was a
hey,
bad
Gary,
guy.
Have you listened? Have you listened to the things that have come out of the mouth of Donald Trump? You want to tell me about Kamala Harris is a bold-faced liar, and everything out of Donald Trump's mouth is a lie. See, when you totally ignore what comes out of the mouth of a man that is, and we already know who and what he is. And then you want to call me and tell me that Kamala Harris is a liar, yet you totally ignore the fact that the man you're supporting is more than a liar. He's deranged. Because to get in front of the world and to denigrate somebody's color, you know, and many Republicans have already said he's this is a kiss of death. He doesn't even understand the impact of what he just did. But the Republican Party is going to pay for that. Go ahead.
He has done more for people of color
what?
Than Obama did.
What? What did he do? I'm a person of color, Gary. Tell me what he did.
Okay, so let me ask you.
No, don't ask me. Don't ask me. No, Gary, don't ask me. You made a statement that he did more for black people than anybody else. As a black man, tell me what he did.
Okay. he has given you the opportunity to have a really good job and make very good money.
Oh, he gave me that? How did he do that? How did he do that, Gary? How did Donald Trump himself do that?
By lowering taxes, by enabling you to go to the store and buy food for half the price what it's costing nowadays.
Oh, gasoline, that's just for black people? He did that solely for black people?
No, for everybody.
No, but you said, I'm asking you about what he did for black people, because you said he's done more, as he said, for black people than any other president, in his words, other than Abraham Lincoln. I'm giving you an opportunity to tell me what that is.
He has lowered unemployment for black families. Allowed them to have better working jobs.
Those are platitudes, man. Those are platitudes. No. Though you can't put your finger on any particular thing, and this is why I'm sorry that I have to press you on it, because this is what people are saying with nothing to back it up.
Listen to the young black people. If you listen to radio, do you listen to the truth?
I don't have to listen, man. I don't have to listen to young, Gary, I don't have to listen to young black people. I live in the community. I talk to them. Okay? I talk to them. That's where I live. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Stafford from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Stafford. You say what?
Good morning, buddy.
All right. Your thoughts?
How are you?
I'm fine. Your thoughts?
Donald Trump is just a lying piece of crap. He lies out of both sides of his mouth, and everything he wants to do is to benefit him, not to benefit you, not to benefit anybody else. And people want to vote for him just because he's white. That's the bottom line.
All right, Stafford, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Dunn from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Don. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. This guy, this dirtbag, he is nothing but a loose cannon. Those people that interviewed him, why do they let him go down certain avenues? What difference does it make if this lady is black or she's an Indian?
Doesn't matter.
What difference does it make? This whole damn election, especially with him, it's a waste of time to have a debate. He doesn't answer any questions. And what I want to hear about policy.
Right.
What are you going to do for child care? You said this lady from this Cassandra is supposed to be so educated. Well, she didn't sound very educated to me when you're talking about, he needs respect. How can you respect a man that has sexually assaulted women? How can you respect a man who sleeps with porn stars? Hey. How can you respect a person that says, grab
them
by the you know.
Hey, Don, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Guys, hang on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We'll come right back to you.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am
totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hubde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the lines. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. I am just, is this the, I listen to Fox News, Breitbart, and all that session? Who are these people who are defending this man? The woman who was saying about how that reporter or that interviewer completely disrespected him. I saw zero disrespect. I saw a reporter doing what a reporter is supposed to do, ask hard questions. And Trump finally had a hard question asked of him, and he blew up on him. And there's no disrespect in asking hard questions. And every question that she asked in that paragraph worth of stuff was legitimate questions that, yeah, I want to know too. What are your feelings on this? But he refuses to answer. But we're all playing into Trump's hands, because since Kamala took the is running for the president now, that we took the thunder away. Trump was not in the news cycle, so he did what he had to do to get himself back in the news cycle. Any press is good press for Trump. Even if it's bad, it's good for Trump because it keeps his name out there. But I'm offended by these people.
Tom.
I'm sorry, I'm on.
No, I wish I had more time, but man, Tom, you're right about him being back in the news cycle. You're right about that. You're not wrong about any things you had to say. Thank you. Let's go to Troy from Mount Horeb. Good morning to you, Troy. You say what?
Hey, Earl. Boy, I couldn't even get on the phone for a little bit.
Well, thank you.
I'm a short, dumpy white guy, and I know that. So maybe I'm wrong here. But isn't calling that reporter rude for doing her job like calling her uppity?
Well, I don't know so much about that. It's just that, you know, when you're the person, you know, and you know, she asked him some tough questions. Most people are afraid to ask him the tough questions, and he blew up.
You know, some people just don't want to ask him the tough questions.
Yeah, that's true.
But she was like, I'm not going to let you lie on my stage and not be challenged about it. And I like that, and I wish more people would do that on both sides.
Hey, you know, Troy. Go ahead, Troy.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, don't let these politicians just lie to you and get their talking points out. Challenge them on that. I love that she did that, and I wish more people, more reporters, no matter who they are, would do that more often.
Hey, Troy, thank you very much for listening, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go back to Cassandra. Hey, Cassandra, you're up.
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call again. I just want to say about Rachel Scott from ABC. She was very disrespectful. And, you know, Trump asked her, how do you define DEI? And she could not define it.
Come on. She's a brilliant woman. She knows how to define it. Why is he asking her that question, Cassandra?
But why didn't she do it? You know, in order to have bring light on a subject, everyone has to, I mean, people have to, in general, agree to what the definition of a particular term is. Now, I know a lot of people don't like what I said about, you know, Kamala Harris's race, but it is resonating in the Black community.
No, so, Cassandra, I have to stop you. It's not resonating in the Black community where I live, okay? Well, you and I are both Black. So when you make statements like it's resonating in the Black community, you lead people to believe that it's having some impact on the Black community. That may be in the circles that you're in, but it's certainly not in the circles where I am.
Okay, Earl, it may not be the circles where you are, but in the circles where I travel, it is a topic of debate. That is all I'm saying, whether you agree with it or not. I'll get off the line.
Thank you very much for the call. So let's go to Christopher. Let's just bring him up. Yes, sir. Hello? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't think she was really rude to him. I think she kind of enjoyed it. And I like when they ask tough questions, and good for her. I thought she's finally somebody's got some gumption. But what bothers me as a Democrat is, where's Vice President Harris? I don't understand that.
She's all over the country, man. No,
Earl, she's not, and that's the problem. And she should have been there with them. That's just my opinion. But she's I'm going to vote for her, but I can't find out talking her policy. She's got to get out more.
Let me ask you something. It's only been 2 weeks, and you're asking her about her policies. Her policies are Joe Biden's policies. The person we should be asking about policies is Donald Trump, right?
Well, I think Harris is a woman of her own. I think
I got that, but she is clearly going to be, the policies of the Democratic Party aren't Joe Biden's alone that are policies of the Democratic Party. She's going to come in and support the policies of the Democratic Party. They're not hers alone, sir.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's hard to argue that point. I just think she's going to do a better job. I think she's going to be stronger than Biden.
I agree.
Biden's weak.
I agree.
All right, sir.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much. I'm sorry we can't get to the rest of you, but we'll be back on Monday. As always, and thank all of you who made the show go. Calvin, has been a great week as always. Thank you, man. We couldn't do any of this without you, the listening audience. Thank you for participating. It's a participatory program, and so we cannot do it without you. Up next, Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Have a great weekend. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll be looking back at the weekend highlights from the Paris Olympic Games and talking about the new Democratic presidential ticket.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.